USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been taking calls with world leaders on behalf of President Biden. She recently fielded calls from Emmanuel Macron of France and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. As far as when we can expect President Biden to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, White House spokesman Jen Psaki says,
his first call with a leader in the region will be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. It will be soon.
More than 4 million people in Texas remain without power. Houston Mayor Democrat Sylvester Turner believes people have a right to be frustrated due to the long power outages in the region.
It's been a very difficult period, and it's even more difficult when you can't tell people specifically how much longer will they be without power.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The petition to recall a Democrat governor has enough signatures.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California Gavin Newsom is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bitcoin is topping the $50,000 milestone for the first time. The world's largest digital currency price jumped about 3% earlier on Tuesday. It has been on the rise since Tesla announced last week that it was investing $1.5 billion in the currency and would accept it as payment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to question why National Guard troops are still in Washington, D.C.
About 6,000 National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C., protecting the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. But how much longer will those troops and fencing be surrounding Capitol Hill? Some lawmakers want an answer to that question from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Congressman Devin Nunes says he's seen no information showing that it's necessary for the troops to remain in the Capitol. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's time to send the National Guard home.
It's nice to see the military out there. They're great guys and women. I mean, thank God that they're there. But the truth is, they don't need to be at the U.S. Capitol. The fact of the matter is, the Guard could have been called in. Fences should have been put up before January 6th. We had the intelligence in order to do that. So the FBI knew. The FBI related that to the Capitol Police. But now moving forward, what I can tell you is, I haven't seen any credible information whatsoever that would lead that we would need all the fencing and all the guardsmen that are still there. They need to go home.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Congress to pass gun control laws and to ban so-called assault weapons, to ban high-capacity magazines, and to eliminate immunity for gun manufacturers. The House and Senate are both in recess this entire week. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.